Daryl Johnston played 11 seasons as fullback for the Cowboys, so it's pretty hard to tell exactly how many hits to the head he's taken.
There's a heck of a hit. The ball bounces out. There's Daryl Johnston to get it.
Still, Johnston said he was most worried about the concussions he suffered off the field.
I've had more concussions as a boy growing up before the age of 12, falling off a bike, falling out of a tree, playing hockey in the backyard, than I ever did playing football at the Division I or professional level.
Johnston came here to the Center for Brain Health a few years ago for his first evaluation. He also took part in a study with 30 other former players to find out what the long-term effects of concussions might be. The results showed a higher incidence of depression for players, roughly twice the national average. Several former players also had signs of cognitive impairment, problems with thinking and memory. Johnston's brain scan came back normal, but he's recruiting others to go and get neurological tests.
The great thing is the brain can restore its capabilities. So that could be a misconception. I think a lot of people are afraid to step forward and get tested because they don't want to hear the bad prognosis.
The thing is, there are a lot of misconceptions about concussions. And it's part of Dr. John Hart's job to get the facts straight. He's the center's medical director. Hart's latest research shows that the number of concussions a player has can't tell you whether or not that person will experience memory loss or difficulty thinking later on.
Depression, on the other hand, is something that appears to correlate with concussions, and it is a different type of depression that is typical to the average public. Folks that have this from concussion don't have a lot of sadness and crying, but have a lot of the other symptoms that go with depression.
Like a change in energy level, appetite, and thinking negatively, even to the point of suicidal thoughts. Hart is looking into the link between depression and concussions and says that applies to all sports.
I get a ton of press for this stuff because it's NFL. But, you know, we've got to look at how do you take care of the female soccer players? Same thing in lacrosse. What is it we need to do for those individuals to protect them? Because, unfortunately, just like brains aren't all the same, one size doesn't fit all for the injuries either.
Hart thinks in the future we'll develop different rules for different sports, even for different positions on the field. Daryl Johnston says we also need to change our culture. As a Fox Sports commentator, he makes sure not to trivialize brain injuries on the air by using throwaway words like ding to describe them.
If you hear traumatic brain injury as opposed to he got his bell rung, you're starting to shift people's thought process on what the injury really was.
Johnston hopes that shifting the culture around concussions on the football field will trickle down to the courts, arenas, gymnasiums, and backyards across the country. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.